your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 35. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 11 tonight. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 26. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 34.
Kansas Midwack and Everett News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State researchers have received a $1.9 million grant as they work to try to advance production of biofuels within the state of Kansas. WIBW reports that the university and two of its researchers are part of a five-year collaborative grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to help improve oilseed crops to be used as biofuels along with other byproducts. The head of the project includes Timothy Durrett, the associate professor of biochemistry and molecular biophysics, along with Ruth Welty, the university distinguished professor on biology, as they work to better understand how changing the biochemistry of oilseed plants alters the oil production. In other news, law enforcement officials in the Topeka area were investigating a social media post on Wednesday about a potential threat to Topeka West High School. However, after the investigation, the school district, along with the law enforcement of the area, told families that there was no concerns about safety issues with the school and reiterated that safety of the staff and students were the top priority.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
After a brutal assault that happened inside a Wyandotte County courthouse in early October that ended in the tragic death of Lonnie Davis Sr., the family has officially spoken out asking how it could happen near a security checkpoint and within a federal courthouse.
Upon leaving the courtroom, Pierre and my dad were walking one in front of each other. And, of course, they were arguing. And then Pierre turned around and sucker punched my dad. When he fell and hit his head, it split open and brain matter was all over the floor. And Pierre kicked him in his head. And then they had to shut the courtroom, the courthouse down.
That was the son of Lonnie Davis Jr. on Cake News. Pierre Hamilton is the step-grandchild of Davis. And the two had a court case resolving a dispute over money. Hamilton is being charged with aggravated battery and is being held on a $100,000 bond. In other news, 29-year-old Iroquois Augustine of Southwest Kansas has been sentenced to life in prison for killing his girlfriend's 3-year-old son back in 2019. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Patrol has said that they are working overtime to try and work on traffic violations across the state. As going into the holidays, they say that traffic violations have increased around the state of Nebraska. As the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports, the special enforcement operations in the Panhandle area in western Nebraska will be focusing specifically on excessive speeding in Kimball County. As the Nebraska State Patrol has reported more than 250 citations or warnings for speeding in the area. They've also issued more than 100 citations to drivers traveling at least 10 miles an hour over the speed limit and 13 motorists were driving at or above 100 miles an hour. The additional enforcement from State Patrol has been made part to a grant of $7,000 from the Nebraska Department of Transportation that will go through the holidays. In other news, the Sydney School Board of Education has recognized a career pathway teacher, Tessa Plummer, for an award that she received during a conference that was in Kearney, Nebraska. The award was given during the Energizing Entrepreneurial Ecosystems Conference.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Thursday is Winter Weather Awareness Day in Northeast Kansas. Knowledge and preparation are essential to reducing risk, and this year the National Weather Service will again focus on risks associated with driving in ice and snow. Additional tips for preparedness are available on the Winter Weather Awareness website at weather.gov/TOP/winter-prepare. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday in Marysville. This distribution is for income-qualified Marshall County residents only. Boxes will be distributed from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center in Marysville on Friday, November 18th, from 9 to 11 a.m. If you're not already signed up, you can do so at the distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. For additional details, contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging. Christmas Cheer in the Pines, a benefit for Twin Valley Developmental Services, is planned Friday in Waterville. A festival of trees with silent and live auctions will be featured, as well as refreshments and live entertainment from Elvis tribute artist Joseph Hall. The event begins Friday evening at 6 at the Waterville Firehouse. Tickets available at the door. MAC production Nana Goes to Vegas is Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2 in the MHS Auditorium. Tickets available at the door. A dedication is planned Saturday in Washington for the Horse Soldier Monument and 9/11 tribute. Mark Nooch, a Washington County native who led the forces in Afghanistan shortly after 9/11, and several others from his unit will be on hand for the 10 a.m. dedication at the courthouse grounds, where the monument will be officially unveiled, and they will then meet and greet at the fairgrounds. Nooch was a public affairs guest on KNDY in 2018 and spoke of his background and experiences leading to the movie production 12 Strong, released that year. In honor of the dedication Saturday, we'll rebroadcast that interview on KNDY this Saturday morning at 7:10, as our public affairs interview.
So our mission and plan, you know, once we establish that initial contact and we're trying to figure out if we can work with these different organizations, you know, is very much an Afghan plan. The real magic of what our team did with the CIA teammates was to bring three different ethnic factions that had all been rivals, get them to come together and unite in common cause in fighting against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And we raised, you know, an army of thousands within weeks, and we coordinated an uprising across five provinces. And that mission was successful in many aspects. We liberated the key city of Mazar-e-Sharif, and that led to the liberation of those northern provinces. And it really, you know, generated a great amount of hope with other groups that were really in desperate situations because of the Taliban's harsh rule.
Mark Nooch, again, will share more of his recollections and stories Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Marysville City Council Monday considered an engineer's proposal for adding turn lanes and improving access to the 12th Road U.S. 36 intersection. City Administrator Austin St. John had KDOT perform a traffic study, which indicated that some improvements were warranted but not enough to qualify for full funding. A compromise plan that could fund up to $2 million, with the city covering engineering costs. To fully meet state requirements, turn lanes would be added. That would require closing two access points, including Hall Brothers and the County Shop on the north and Venue 36 on the south. This would require buy-in from affected property owners. Councilmember Kevin Throm expressed concern with completing work that may serve a short-term need that would then be taken out for later improvements. Councilmember Jeff Keating spoke passionately, asking the matter be referred to the street committee and urged broader consideration and development of plans that could be accomplished in phases. Approval was given to close Park Place and Debbie Lane for the annual North Park Christmas presentation Sunday, December 11th, 5:30 till 7 p.m. Entrance will start at Park Place with a food pantry donation requested. Refreshments will be provided. Convention and Tourism Committee recommended Wayne Cruzy fill the unexpired term of Gina Bartles, who resigned, as that position is up at the end of this year. He would assume the remainder of a term and then take a full term beginning in January. Kenneth F. Hamas, age 80, of Seneca, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Hamas. Henry L. Craig, age 44, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Henry Craig. Adam Helmrichs, age 41, of Lincoln, passed away November 9th. Funeral service is planned Saturday, November 19th, 10:30 at St. Mark's Methodist Church in Lincoln at 8550 Pioneers Boulevard. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roper and Sons South Mortuary in Lincoln at 3950 Honesty Drive. Roper and Sons in charge of arrangements for Adam Helmrichs.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying breezy throughout these next couple of days as temperatures start to stay a bit cooler. Temperatures will warm up fairly quickly throughout the weekend, and we can expect lots of sunshine throughout the region. Starting to stay a bit cooler today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds kick in between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Cooling down quickly overnight tonight, clear skies with our lows in the single digits and upper teens. Some sunshine on Friday, but staying much cooler with our highs in the mid to upper 20s. And still slightly breezy, northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. And clear skies Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Starting to warm back up throughout Saturday, some sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. And much warmer on Sunday, more sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. And warmer on Monday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November, 54. Record high on this date, 82. The average low, 31. And the record low is 2 degrees. Sunset this evening at 5:12. Sunrise in the morning at 7:13.
Do dogs really have an emotional attachment to their owners, or are we just a convenient source of food? We will try to fetch some answers today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 17th, the 321st day of the year. Baseball player Tom Seaver and actor Danny DeVito were both born on this day in 1944. Does your dog really feel affection for you, or does he just appreciate you as a food source? Modern science may have finally provided the answer. After careful studies involving doggy treats, pats on the head, and an MRI scanner, researchers report that dogs respond more positively to human praise or contact than they do to food rewards. Those behavioral responses were confirmed by neural activity recorded by an MRI scan. Any dog owner will tell you there was no doubt about the emotional bond, but it's nice to see it confirmed by science. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about animals and nature at almanac.com.
Check out the gun show this weekend at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Saturday the 19th, doors will be open from 9 to 5, and Sunday the 20th, they will be open from 9 to 3. Stop by both days for a hearty breakfast and cinnamon roll, as well as a very filling lunch. Want to learn more about free admission and a free food voucher? Contact Ashley Smith at 785-562-7931 for details. 100% of the proceeds go to the 2024 Trail Life USA High Adventure Trip to the Grand Canyon and high into the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Again, contact Ashley Smith for more details. Hope to see everyone up at the Marysville National Guard Armory this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed a bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Kansas City Royals baseball team has officially released a letter to fans all over sharing their plans to leave Kauffman Stadium for an upgraded home. According to the CEO of the baseball team, John Sherman, he says they are excited to share that they have several leading locations under close consideration for the new location, but it will be in downtown Kansas City or very close to it. Overall, they said the new ballpark district is expected to cost $2 billion that they would use for a mix of public and private investments. They say it was a tough decision, but came to the decision to move after having challenges maintaining the current stadium, with it being near 60 years old and needing serious renovations. They say overall it would cost more to renovate the current stadium than it would be to build a new one. In other news, some big news for a player out of the Kansas City Wildcats football team, as the senior cornerback Julius Brent has officially been invited to the 2023 Senior Bowl that will take place in Alabama. So far throughout the season, Brent has 34 tackles, 2 interceptions, and 4 passes defended. Good America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Sub-state football Friday. Battle of Undefeateds 8-man Division 2 as Axtell entertains Canton Galva live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics has opened enrollment for spring 2023 classes. Continuing to offer the energy-packed tumbling cheer, dance, and jazz classes for ages 18 months to 18 years, enrollment ends January 2nd. Visit Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Facebook page for enrollment information.
Brighton Fall Containers are your indoor garden with Jerusalem Cherry, also known as Christmas or Winter Cherry. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This old-time favorite seems to be making a comeback. It's often sold as a potted plant valued for its colorful fruit. The glossy green leaves provide a perfect backdrop for the small white flowers that develop into long-lasting red, yellow, or orange fruit that resemble a cherry tomato. Look, but don't eat the colorful fruit. All parts of the plant, especially the fruit, are poisonous to people and pets. So display it in a location where you can enjoy its beauty, but out of reach of curious children and pets. Grow Jerusalem cherry in a warm, brightly lit location free of drafts indoors. Water thoroughly whenever the soil surface is dry, but before the plants wilt. Begin fertilizing in spring as the days lengthen. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Shop Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow 3 sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
What is the most important document that Christian McWhorter handles at his vault? He admits the answer may seem boring, but it doesn't make it wrong. And it certainly makes it a very interesting job overseeing a piece of important American history. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Christian McWhorter, the Lincoln historian at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, gets asked one question quite a bit.
Whenever anybody asks me what my favorite object is in the collection, I have a boring answer, and it's the Gettysburg Address, because I just don't know how anything can measure up to seeing a copy of the Gettysburg Address.
He said they have a copy, yet they say it's original. There's a story behind that.
There are only 5 existing copies of the Gettysburg Address anywhere in Lincoln's own hand.
And no one is for sure which one he read from on November 19th, 1863. But why 5 copies?
The main speaker that day was this rock star orator called Edward Everett, and he gives like a 2-hour speech. And then Lincoln gets up after him and gives a 2-minute speech that becomes the most famous speech ever delivered in the English language, right? Everett, later, as an effort to raise money for soldiers, asked Lincoln to write out his address. So Lincoln writes out his address on 2 pages, and Everett binds them together, and he sells them to raise money for soldiers.
That copy, written by Lincoln and given to Everett, was sold to a private owner.
So how did this library acquire it? Go back to the year 1944.
In the middle of World War II, it comes up for auction. So the state of Illinois decides we should have that copy. And the way they get it is they raise money by getting school kids to donate pennies and nickels because they got Lincoln's face on them, right? And that raises most of the money to buy it. Marshall Field III kicks in the rest, and they're able to acquire that copy. And that's the copy we have here now.
So why is that two-minute speech so well known? There are many reasons, of course, but one has to do with an audience far larger than the crowd at Gettysburg that day. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Springfield, Illinois. I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a two-day auction for the Lawrence Tony Star Trust this Saturday and Sunday. This will include antiques and collectibles, crocs and household items Saturday, guns, ammo, and coins selling Sunday. The sale Saturday begins 10 a.m. a half mile north of U.S. 36 on 6th Road, the Herkimer Road. Unique items include a 1938 Singer featherweight sewing machine and case, 1996 Atlanta Olympic torch, brass Nightingale steam whistle, 3x5-foot Pepsi-Cola sign, 1888 Darktown Battery baseball bank, household items, many other antiques and collectibles, 2 3-wheel scooters, one is new. Sunday's sale will include guns, gun safes, ammo, and coins. The coins will sell after the guns and ammo. The sale Sunday will be held at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Doors open at 11:30. Sale begins at 1. This two-day auction Saturday and Sunday for the Tony Star Trust, Olmsted and Sandstrom will conduct the auction.
It is possible for those who are lax in their commitment to watering and repotting plants to grow something. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Air plants prefer hands-off relationships as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Houseplants. Not that I don't like them, it's just that I overwater, forget to water, or my cat eats them. I've seen air plants for sale in a local nursery, just hanging out in bowls of glass or on some other cutesy thing, and there's no soil underneath them at all. I also noticed there are no roots either. Frank Messina is a wholesale grower of air plants in California. He says they don't need roots.
It gets all of its light and all of its water through its leaves, so it doesn't have any roots that take any water up. Nutrients and water come through its leaves through little scales called trichomes, and these scales act like sponges and absorb the water into the plant.
Most air plants need a drink of water once or twice per week, depending on the environment. But keep it simple. Hold them under a faucet or dunk them in a bucket of water for a few seconds. Turn the plants upside down to drain so water isn't lodged in their crevices. They will grow faster if they're fertilized, but Messina says they don't need it. Even if your other houseplants are dying off, air plants will live and keep producing baby plants.
The life cycle is basically the plant maybe would start from a seed, would grow to maturity, and produce a bloom. After it blooms, it produces pups or offshoots off the bottom of the plant, and those will become a larger and larger colony. As you grow more of them, you can break them off and give them to your friends, and the plants will continue on as long as they're taken care of properly.
The other great thing about air plants is the endless ways to display them in places where you didn't think it was possible to grow plants. They can dangle from wherever you want them to, as long as they have light and good air circulation.
Learn more about the wonder of air plants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thanksgiving, what's the first image that comes to mind? Is it the turkey on a festive platter ready to be carved? Or the pumpkin pie with an extra helping of whipped cream? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. When I think of Thanksgiving, I see a cornucopia on the table. It's spilling out with green and yellow squash, bright orange pumpkins, and multicolored corn. It's a wonderful symbol of how God abundantly provides for you with the fruit of the earth. But there's another kind of abundance, and that's the relational kind. Think about it this way. It's all the gifts from God that you can't see, feel, or touch. It's your relationships with family and friends, the fellowship with your church, and your connection to God. So go ahead and enjoy all the wonderful foods at your Thanksgiving table and be thankful for them all. But make sure you say thanks to God for those relational gifts. And even though you may be socially distanced this year, take time to tell others how thankful you are for them, too.
A dedication of the Horse Soldier Monument at the Washington County Courthouse is planned Saturday, November 19th. The Mark Neutch Horse Soldier Monument and 9/11 Memorial dedication begins at 10 a.m. Plan to arrive early and bring a lawn chair. Mark Neutch is a Washington County native who led one of the first Special Forces units dropped into Afghanistan after 9/11. Considered the most successful unconventional military campaign in modern history, Mark and his fellow horse soldiers played a key role. A meet and greet will follow the dedication at the Washington County Fairgrounds on Saturday. Memorabilia will be on display along with the opportunity to chat with other Green Beret team members. Plan to arrive for the dedication early before 10 a.m. at the Washington County Courthouse, with a meet-and-greet to follow at the fairgrounds. There will be signs as you enter town for parking directions. Plan to attend this dedication Saturday, November 19th in Washington.
Continuing the service and tradition built over the years, Latta Plumbing in Marysville is now Clark Plumbing. With full-service plumbing and HVAC services, new owner Sterling Clark reminds you that now is the time to book that full furnace maintenance. Be sure to ask about their yearly HVAC maintenance schedules so you can have peace of mind all year long. Same service, same location, just different name. Clark Plumbing, formerly Latta Plumbing in Marysville. Phone 785-562-2767.
A pep talk for anyone considering a career in agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Megan Lewis could have been an opera singer. In fact, she was one in her younger days, but her educational path led her to a PhD in plant breeding from North Dakota State University and a career as equipment and automated field sensing lead for Bayer Crop Science. Lewis was back at NDSU recently to talk to students.
I had to separate out at a point in my career, what do I love to do? What does the world need from me? How can I monetize my skills? And then what are my strengths? Do I have a good mixture, a good balance? And then am I thinking about things strategically? And am I setting myself up for success? Or am I setting myself up for burnout?
Lewis loves helping young people with their career choices.
Find your cheerleaders, find your champions, find your advocates, and cling on to them, because you're always going to need them as you navigate life.
Lewis was in a 40 under 40 list of business professionals in Des Moines, where she now lives. And her photo was on a recent cover of Seed World magazine as part of a top 10 list of next generation leaders.
The secret to success is not about I. It's really about we. It's about how do you help your partner, your team, get to the next level? How do you inspire them and elevate them? And most importantly, how do you champion them?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Check out the gun show this weekend at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Saturday the 19th, doors will be open from 9 to 5, and Sunday the 20th, they will be open from 9 to 3. Stop by both days for a hearty breakfast and cinnamon roll, as well as a very filling lunch. Want to learn more about free admission and a free food voucher? Contact Ashley Smith at 785-562-7931 for details. 100% of the proceeds go to the 2024 Trail Life USA High Adventure Trip to the Grand Canyon and high into the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Again, contact Ashley Smith for more details. Hope to see everyone up at the Marysville National Guard Armory this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the increase in natural disasters all over the country, many individuals are continuously working on national preparedness of any type of emergencies. Wildfires, droughts, flooding, and hurricanes are the top of the list for natural disasters. AARP's Oklahoma State Director Sean Vosko says that it's important for you to have a plan for you and your family, your farm, and even your livestock.
Yet again, we see more devastating natural disasters this year. And while we can't control the weather, we can control how ready we are. Sitting down with your family and farm workers to make a plan can save you a lot of stress when that time comes. Be sure to include items everyone will need and what tasks they will be responsible for. It's also a good idea to make different plans for different types of disasters that may impact you.
He goes on to say that having a plan can always help during the natural disaster and prior to, but it can also help afterwards as well.
Those suffering from wildfires and Hurricane Ida know too well how life following a disaster may feel chaotic for days, if not weeks. First, make sure everyone is safe and they have everything they need to get them through the next few days. Determine what your plan of action will be and assess what damages you have. Finally, be sure to find out what resources are available to you, your family, and your farm.
They always recommend having food and water on hand, a place for shelter to meet during a natural disaster, and a process to go to if your family is separated or needs help. Many states also encourage a National Preparedness Month to try and remind individuals to have food stocked up or water bottled and different shelters in place for any type of natural disaster that may occur. Also, planning on the best ways to preserve your farm and your livestock is always a handy way to try and get through a natural disaster. For more information on finding some disaster preparation tips, you can go to the website at aarp.org/aarplive for some live videos and virtual conferences on some tips and tricks.
Shopping small and local this holiday season feels good, so pass along these good tidings with gift boxes from Yoder Meats. Our gift boxes are filled with locally sourced meats, steaks, snacks, and cheeses. What a wonderful way to show love and appreciation to family, friends, clients, and employees. Call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location to discuss options for standard or custom designed boxes perfect for your needs. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. This holiday season, give the taste of old-fashioned flavor from Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News on your...
There will be a land auction for the Robert Ferguson Farm Trust Saturday, November 19th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. 302 acres, more or less, located at the intersection of 23rd Road and Highway 36 in Marshall County. From the intersection of U.S. 36 and 99, drive a half mile east on the north side of the highway. 302 acres, including 260 acres dry crop, 28 acres native grass, and 14 acres tame grass. For inspection or details, contact Prell Realty and Auction, Don, Steve, or Valerie Prell. Sale day, Saturday, November 19th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. 302 acres to be sold for the Robert Ferguson Farm Trust. Prell Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
Corn cribs are relics of a bygone farming era. There aren't many left to mark the influence they once had on agriculture. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Days until well into the 1950s, most farmers dried and stored ear corn in ventilated outbuildings known as corn cribs. Corn on the ear could be dried easier and kept longer than shelled corn. When I was a little girl, there was a corn crib on our farm. I loved playing in it. It had a roof, a concrete floor, an alleyway through the middle, and the sides were constructed with horizontal wooden slats. Ken Sterick is a member of the Iowa Barn Foundation and has photographed agricultural architecture for 40 years, including many types of corn cribs.
Most cribs are horizontal. You will find a few that are diagonal. If you find one with vertical cribbing, normally that is a very old corn crib. And I don't know why it was done that way. Horizontal or diagonal seem to be the most popular. And I can see why horizontal, because it would shed the rain the best.
He says it was the two-row corn picker that brought the corn crib into its glory until technology took over.
You stood out in the weather in late November, early December, and you picked corn. In the late 60s, picker sheller units came, and that was the start of the end of picking ear corn and the beginning of drying bins.
Combines and the need to mechanically dry shelled corn has rendered the corn crib obsolete. No longer needed, most of these buildings have collapsed or been torn down. I'm Jody Henke. You'll find more corn crib nostalgia at agriculture.com.
Bott Realty and Auction will conduct a land auction Monday, November 28th at the FNB Washington basement, sale starting at 10 a.m. 160 acres of Washington County ground will be sold, consisting of 41 acres cropland, with the balance being two-thirds good native grass pasture and the remaining heavy timber and wildlife habitat. Natural water resources includes two ponds and a running creek. Farm located 5 miles north and 3 miles west of Washington. Sale begins at 10 a.m. November 28th at the FNB Washington basement. Sale for the Tuttle family conducted by Bott Realty and Auction.
Market information for the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Thursday. Well, early weakness today in the markets appears to be tied to the 120-day extension of the Black Sea export deal, although Russia believes that demands are not being fully met. So that's causing some uneasiness in the markets. Also, the dollar is firm, stocks are down, and crude oil is weak on this Thursday. So that's really affecting the markets right now. Corn for December, 666 and three quarters. That's up 1 1/4 right now. Corn for March is 668, up a half currently. December wheat, 809 1/4. That's down 8 1/4. Kansas City wheat for December, 941. That's down 14 1/2. Kansas City wheat for March at 932 1/4. That's down 13 3/4. December oats at 396. That's up a half. March oats at 392 3/4. And that's even right now. January soybeans, 14.17 1/4, that's down 12. Soybeans for March at 14.22 1/2, that's down 12 currently. December cotton right now, 87.48, your current price, that's down 96 cents. Cotton for March at 85.61, that's down $1.15. Live cattle for December, 152.80, that's up $1 currently per 100. Live cattle for February, 155.42, that's up $1.17.5. Feeder cattle for November, 175.80, that's up 10 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 179.92, that's up $2.45 currently. Oil on this Thursday, crude oil for December, 81.98 is your price per barrel. That's down $3.62. Gold, looking like this for December, 1762.30, that's down $13.40. Stock market, Dow Jones up 24 currently, S&P down 8, NASDAQ down 1.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jake Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your
double the joy, double the joy, double the joy.
Ho, 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 we're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Are you looking to learn about agriculture? Well, the Save Farm has a program for you. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Todd Bunting, chairman of the Save Farm Board, Eric Peck, Save Farm instructor, Virgil Williams, Save Farm operations manager, and Melissa Wall, Save Farm instructor and farm manager, give insight to the Save Farm program.
We basically break it down to a winter and a summer cohort. The winter cohort starts January, and for the summer cohort, we try and get that started the week after the 4th of July. That way we can end that session right before Christmas. We cover everything from your business plan all the way up to successfully managing or running your own little small operation. That includes being able to repair small buildings, taking care of your livestock, taking care of your crops. And you can't do that without taking care of your fields and your grasslands. And we cover how to market your products. We basically cover everything from A to Z. So that way, by the time you finish our program, you're pretty much going to be positive that you can do what you want to do.
Wall and Peck describe the quality of the instructors and what students will learn.
We have a great team of instructors together, so it's always a win-win situation because of the experience that comes to the table in our instructors and then the resources that we have that we reach out to. It's just helping the students develop the importance of those resources out there for them to reach out when they're out on their own.
We try to give them a diversity of opinions so they get different perspectives. There's no single best way to do things. There's alternative ways of doing things. And we try to present as many alternatives as possible, not just with our local instructors, but we'll take them out on tours and they get to see other diverse opinions on how to do things so that they have a big set of skills to choose from and focus on. So that's really what we're after. And a lot of the instruction is hands-on. So that's what we're trying to get them to do. When I talk about repairing a tractor, we don't just talk about it, we go out and do it. So we'll change the oil on a tractor or do a minor repair or that sort of thing that they may have to do down the road. And all it does is give them an idea of how to do it and where to go to research it and learn how to do it if they've never done it before.
Bunting encourages everyone to be part of the Save Farm.
We're veteran-focused, but anyone can come. If you're a young person taking a gap year, or maybe you've gone to college for a few years, or you may not have served a day in the service, that's fine. If you have an interest in being a beginning farmer and rancher, then you're welcome to come to the program, same as veterans, and just go to our site and give us a call. The best thing to do with our farm, we have 3D videos, but you got to come see it. You got to come hear it and smell it and feel it and talk to our instructors, and then you can make a decision whether you want to come spend 5 months with us or not. But it's pretty simple, and we give farm tours all the time. It's one of our favorite things to do because we love our farm.
That's Todd Bunting, chairman of the Save Farm Board and the Save Farm team members with insight on the Save Farm program. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Hunters Headquarters urges gun owners to keep weapons in a locked cabinet when not in use and teach the whole family about gun safety. Always assume your weapon is loaded and use extra caution when cleaning and performing routine maintenance. From Hunters Headquarters in Auburn, veteran established and veteran run.
KNDY.
Thank you.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.